Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Ayin Reish Hey. We are up to Siv Zayin, the top line on page Nun Hey, which is the page following 108. The Mechaber says in Siv Zayin, Mutter Likros Bamem Madlikin Lo'or Haner. One is allowed to read Perek Bamem Madlikin, the second Perek of Shabbos, by the light of a candle. Sharehu Maskir Isser Shabbos Ve'ech Yishkach. He's mentioning the Isser of Shabbos of tilting candles. So how is he going to forget? So therefore the Mechaber says you are allowed to read Bamem Madlikin by the light of the candle, even though you can't read anything else there. Says the Mishabura Likros Bamem Madlikin, Sev Koton Tezayin, Mashma de Dafka b'mem adlikin. It's Mashma Dafka Perek b'mem adlikin. Sheshom Nisker in Yonei Isra Hadlaka. That's where, as we know, it discusses the different things that are usher to be madlik with. V'eich Yishkach v'yadlik. How is he going to forget to be madlik? Aval Sha'ore Hilchel Shabbos Lo. But the Mashmos is other Hilchel Shabbos would not be good enough. It has to be, but Dafka, these halachos that you are learning, then we assume you will not forget. In note 28, he does point out that it's Dafka the Mishnayos of the second parak of Shabbos, but if you're learning the Gemara, many Gemaras, many sugyas in the second parak are not related to the Hadlaka of Shabbos, and therefore it's specifically referring to the Mishnayos. Says the Mechaber Sivches, Nohagim Likros Belel Yoma Kippurim Bamachzorim. The minhag is to read by the night of Yom Kippur the Machzorim, Mipnei She'emas Yom HaKippurim Aleihem, because we have the fear of Yom Kippur on us, and we discussed last night the source for this is the idea that we learned in Sivov that students of a Rebbe, the small children, are allowed to read by the light of the candle because they have the fear of the Rebbe upon them. So too all of us on Yom Kippur, the Chazon Ish said Rosh Hashanah as well, we have the fear of the Yom HaDin on us and we're not going to come to tilt the candle. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sivtes, Leil Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, when the Seder night falls out on Shabbos, Mutter Likros HaGodah B'Sefer, you're allowed to read the Haggadah from inside by the light of a candle. Mishum Dahave Ke'ein Roshei Prakim. It's like Roshei Prakim that we'll see soon. De'ein Am Ha'aretz Shelotei Shkura B'Pitzas. There is no Am Ha'aretz out there that isn't a little bit familiar with the Haggadah, and therefore it's like Roshei Prakim, you're just glancing there, getting a basic idea, but you're not actually struggling to read by the candlelight, and therefore we are not worried that you will come to tilt the candle. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Yodzayan De'ein Am Ha'aretz, we said there is no Am Ha'aretz that is not somewhat familiar with the Haggadah. Let's say he is. V'im hu Am Ha'aretz shelo lomad me'olam. Let's say you have a person who is a real Am Ha'aretz, he never learned. The ain shogur bepiv klal b'li sidur, and he has no clue what to say tonight without having Haggadah in front of him. The ain lo shom shum adam sheivakshehu sheiten daitu lo sheliyate, and he has no person there that he can ask to be his shomer to make sure he doesn't come to tilt the candle. Mikomakom efsher gam kein yesh lahakil. Zakta Mishabura, still it's possible that we can be lenient for this person. Shalo levatel mitzvah Haggadah shu min haTorah. We're not going to be levatel the mitzvah of Haggadah, which is the Araisa, Afilu Ein Lo Rak Ner Shel Shemen. Even if all he has is a Ner Shel Shemen, which is the more problematic Ner, as opposed to a wax candle where there are shitas that are lenient, a candle that's made from a wick and from oil, there is the real concern of Shemayata. But, says the Mishavura, even a real Am Aretz that has to read very carefully by the light, he has no one to remind him, Efsher for the mitzvah Sagoda, which is the Araisa, we will allow him to read by the candlelight. Sivkotun Yudches, again, on the same point, the Mechaber said there is no Am Ha'aretz that doesn't have at least tzas shkura bepiv the Haggadah. Umitam zeh, for this reason, yesh lahatir lamashkim b'Shabbos lebeis haKnesses. For this reason, we could be matir. Those who get up early on Shabbos to go to shul, umispala l'or haner hadolik shami bodyom, and they are davening by the light of the candle that was lit from before Shabbos, will be matir them. Lefi shatfilo usharei dvarim shu omer vaday shkurim bepiv. For sure the davening that you say once a week on Shabbos morning is more familiar to you than the Haggadah that you say only once a year. So if we're going to matter the Haggadah because people are familiar with it a little bit, so certainly we'll be matter the tefillah on Shabbos morning. However, to learn Shabbos morning when it's still dark by the light of the candle will be usser. Since you need to be ma'ayan, you need to look very carefully, and therefore that will be more problematic. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud, Harav Yochel Liros Laor Haner Mehechon Yikru Atinokos. A Rebbe is allowed to look by the candlelight on Friday night where he's going to be teaching his Talmidim the next morning. Ulesader Rashia Parshios, and to get in order the beginning of the Parshios. Bipiv Basefer, with his mouth from a Sefer. Vekore Kol Shara Parshal Peh. But the rest of the Parsha that he wants to prepare, that he has to prepare and learn by heart. So he's allowed to look a little bit at the Rosh Parshios. And then the Mechaber says, this concept of Rosh Parshios is lav dafka. It's lav dafka the beginning of the Parsha that you're allowed to look at and say the rest by heart. Ela kol sheyodea ha-parsha al-peh. Any Parsha that you really know bal-peh, ubiktsas tzorech liros ba-sefer, you have to just give a little glance in the Sefer once in a while, shari, that's permissible. Shemi'achar she'enu ma'ayin ba-sefer tamid. Since you are not constantly looking inside the Sefer, islei akeira, that is a sign for yourself, alo asri la'tui, you're not going to come to tilt it. So it's the point is that you're mostly familiar with what you're reading. Once in a while you have to glance down, so then it's going to be mutter. Rosh Parshios is really just the mashal that usually you look at the beginning of the paragraph, and then you're able to continue on and say the rest of the paragraph by heart. Says the Mechaber, Vayter, Sifyut Aleph. Let's first see a one-line bir halacha. Kol sheyodea. So we're talking about over here that you know the Parsha, at least mostly by heart, so that's good enough. The Bi'alocha says, Poshet hu adinim yodea is a sugya umaseches ki agavna. The same thing would be true if you knew a certain mesechta of Mishnayos or Gemara, whatever it is, if you're basically familiar with it, you have to glance down once in a while, that will be mutter to read by the candlelight, because you're not really looking at it so much through the candlelight, so when you are looking at it, you have a sign to remind you not to tilt the candle. Says the Mechaber, Vayter Sif Yud Aleph, Kalim hadomim zelazeh. You have vessels that are similar to each other. Vitzorich iyun lahavchin beinehem. And it needs investigation to differentiate between these different kalim. Aser levodkan loraner. You're not allowed to check them by the light of a candle. Vafilu lahavchin bein bigodav lebigde ishto. Even if it is to differentiate between your clothing and your wife's clothing, imheim domim, if they are somewhat similar, aser livdok. So you can't be looking and differentiating between different types of kalim. Even a man's garments and a woman's garments, if they're somewhat familiar, they're somewhat similar, it would be usher to check by the candlelight. Says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan yotes, we said, if they are domim zelazev, vitzorich iyon lahavcha meneim, it needs investigation to differentiate between them. But Rambam Isa, the Rambam uses a different lashon, vitzorich iyon rav. Not that it needs Ian, but it needs great Ian to differentiate. The Ayin Bibir Alocha, the Yesh Lismoch Alzeh. Look in the Bibir Alocha who says that you can rely on this Shita. Lifnei Ner Shel Shava V'chelev. If it's in front of a wax candle or a candle made of fat. The Belav Hachi Yesh Mekilin. Anyway, there are those who are Mekil, as we've been discussing the last couple of nights, by a wax candle. So certainly if you have this Eret Kula, that it doesn't need Ian Rav, all it needs is Ian, that it will be muttered to do it by the candlelight, the cannabis, the cotton dalad, like we said earlier in the cotton dalad. Says the Mechaber Vayter Sif Yud Beis. Shamash She'en Kavua. You have a waiter that's not the set waiter. He's not really usually the waiter, he's just once in a while. So Aser Lo Livdo Kosos Uka'aros L'or Haner. He is not allowed to be checking the cups or the plates or the bowls by the light of a candle. Mipnei She'enu Makiran. He doesn't recognize them so much. He's not so familiar. He doesn't usually work here. And therefore, it's not going to be allowed. Bein B'ner Shemen Zayas. Whether the candle is a candle made from olive oil. Ubein B'ner Shel Neft. Or if it's a candle of neft, pirish, min zefes lovan, it's a type of white pitch. Verecha rad has a bad smell. But the chiddush of bein b'ner shel menzayas, of bein b'ner shel neft, is sha'ora rav. Even though it has a lot of light, it is still usher for the shamish that is not kavua to look at the chiluk between the different cups and plates by those candles. The Ramos says, v'yesh matirin b'shel neft, there are those who are matir by neft, Afilu b'shamish ena kavua. So some argue in the Mechaber, and they said, even if it's a shamish ena kavua, if you have this ner shel neft, which has great light, so then we're not worried you're going to tilt it. It would be permissible to differentiate between the kalim in that case. Aval shamish kavua. But it's that waiter who always works over here and he knows his stuff. Mutter lo livdok l'or haner kosos. He is allowed to check by the light of the candle the cups. Mipnei she'eino tzarech iyon harbe. Since he's very familiar with the cups, this is where he works always. He does not need to investigate a lot, and therefore we're not worried. Shemiyate. Vim hoya ner shel shemen zayis. If it was a ner of shemen zayis, ein morin lo livdok. We don't tell him that he can do it. The afa pishu mutter. Even though it's mutter, we won't tell him that he can do it. Gzeira shemi yestapik mimenu. Because even though it's true, he won't come to tilt it because it has a nice flame. However, there's another gzeira by shemen zayis that he might take some of it out in order to use it if he gets too close, and therefore that will be a problem of being mechaba. He'll be extinguishing the candle early. The Rama says nogu lechaso saketanim. The meaning is to cover up small children. Shelo yu arumim bifnei haneros, that they should not be naked in front of the candles, mishum bizui mitzvah, because that is a great disgrace to the mitzvah of Ner Shabbos, v'chein kosav ha-rokeach, and so to write the rokeach. Okay, there's a lot to see in the Mishabura here in Sif Yud Beis. The first point the Mechaber said is a shamish she'eino kavua, a waiter who's not usually working in this location. We said it's usur for him to be bodek the kosos and ka'oros lor haner b'bnei she'eino makirun. Says the Mishabura, Sifkot Nochaf, Rotzalomar Mitzvah say, Livdo kosos hadomin zelazel. Why is he checking the cups anyway? What's the point? So says the Mishabura, means to say to check the cups that are similar to each other. Veleda ezer mehen lahanichan al shulchan. He's trying to see which set of cups he's supposed to put out to set the table. So he needs to look at the candlelight to see clearly the one that has the white rim on top. He wants to get the right cups, the right set. So he has to look by the candlelight. Vishamish she'eno kavua eino makirun. And a waiter that's not usually set in this place, he doesn't recognize the cup so easily. Vitzaruch lazet yun harbi. He has to investigate a lot, and therefore shemiyata. Alkein chayshin and shemiyata. Therefore we're worried that he might tilt the candle. The Haran kosov shabedikehi liros imhem nikiyim. The Ran says he's not looking which cups to set the table with, but rather he's trying to see which cups are clean. Vishamish kavu, and a waiter who is set, who always works there, mitneishu baki behem mikvar, since he knows the cups well, yodeya ezekli eino noki kolkach. He's very easy for him to tell which cups are clean, which cups are not clean. He knows exactly how to figure it out, and therefore it would be okay for him. So we see two different ideas of why the person is checking the cups, either to see which cups to set the table, which set, or to see which cups are clean and which ones are dirty. But the Mechaber says, a waiter who's not kavua, so then it requires great ear and he cannot do it. Sipkoton Chav Aleph is going on that which the Mechaber says, Bein b'ner shemen zayis, bein b'ner shel neif sha'oro rav. So this is a concern with a waiter that's not kavua, even if he has these flames that are very great. Says the Mishabura, Ratzalomar means to say, Afal pi sha'oro rav. Even though the flame is very great, there's a lot of light. Afilu hachi chayshino shemayata. We're still worried that he might tilt the candle to get it more light. Kevan shu shamish eno kavua. Since it's not his set job, he's not so familiar. So as light as it is, we still have a concern of shemayata. The Rama then said that there are those who argue, there are those who are matir b'ner shel neft afilu b'shamish eino kavua. Says the Mishabura, time and the reason is, d'lahatoya lo chayshinam. He says, what do you mean? The flame is so great. We're not worried he's going to tilt it. Lefisha oro rav, it has a great flame. V'lo tzarech lazeh, you have no reason, you have no benefit in tilting it, it has so much light. Ulishema yestapik, and the fact that you might go ahead and take some of the oil out for your own use, lo chayshinam. We're not worried about that. Mishum demois. Because neft, which is made from pitch, is disgusting. No one wants to use it. Ubishemen zayas, however, when it comes to shemen zayas, v'chein b'sharei shmonim, when it comes to other oils, l'kuli al ma'aser, everyone says it's going to be aser over there. That's why the Mechaber said, bein b'ner shemen zayas, bein b'ner shel neft, and the Rama only said, yesh matir b'ner shel neft. Dafka neft, you have the heter, because there's no word about shemiyata, there's no word shemiyastap, because it's mius. But other oils, everyone agrees it's aser. However, in a time of need, one can rely on this more lenient shita, which is the Rama, that a ner shel neft would be mutter. Kikain das harbi rishonim, that is the understanding of many rishonim, v'chein kasav v'sefer shulchan atzei shittim. Sivkotan chav gimel goes on the next point of the Mechaber. The Mechaber said, aval shamish kavua, but a waiter who has set, this is his normal place to work, mutter lo livdok l'or haner kosos. He is allowed to check by the light of the candle the kosos. Says the Mishabura, l'or haner shel neft. The Mishnah Berurah understands this is going specifically on these candles that are made out of neft, out of the min zephes lavan, the white pitch, and therefore they give such great light. Therefore, a shamash kavua would be allowed to check by that candlelight. Ule inyan shar shmonim ayin bir alocha. However, when it comes to other oils, even though he's a shamash kavua, so then look in the bir alocha. So if you look in the last bir alocha, the bamaskil oran there. So again, the Berurah says like the Mishnah Berurah, L'orhan ner shel neif. That's what we're saying, a shamash kavua is mutter. The kasav the sefer shulchan atzei shitim duhadin l'sharshmanim. Says the shulchan atzei shitim, really other oils are also okay when it comes to a shamash kavua. V'tamu, his reason is, the lochai shinan l'shem yistapik. Because there's no concern he's going to take out some of the oil, rak b'shem etzayis. Shem etzayis is the best. And there's only a concern that he's going to take out some oil to use it if it's Shem Zayas. Other oils, there is no concern of Shema Yistapik Mehem. And therefore, the Shulchan Atzei Shittim says all other things are mutter as well. But says the Chavetz Chaim L'Anias Da'iti, my humble opinion, the Beis Yosef lo mashmakin, the Beis Yosef is not mashma that way. The lo mimatinan rak neft. We only are mimayit neft. The only one that we say there's no concern you're going to draw out some of the oil to use is the neft, which is mius. But the Beis Yosef understands that the other oils are like Shemen Zayas. The gam batur lo nisker shemen zayis rak shemen stamba, and even the tour doesn't mention shemen zayis; he mentions shemen stam. So that is a machlokas aposkim. But the Mishnah Berurah comes out like the Beis Yosef's mashmos is that the only thing that you have the heter is by neft, because there's no concern of shem yistapi. But other oils are like shemen zayis where there is a concern. Sefkaton chaf dalid. So the Mechaber says a shamish kavu is mutter lived up or haner kosos mipnei she'enu tzarech iyan harbe. The afal gav da afilu lahavchin beim begodol lebig de ishto asru. Even though we said before to differentiate between your clothes and your wife's clothes is asur, hocha hitiru mishum nikios. Here, when it comes to the kosos, they allowed you to check because of nikios. Again, that was the Ram Lashitasa before. I said you're checking to see which cups are clean and which ones are not clean. So for Nikias, they are more lenient by a Shamish Kavua. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitas of Katan Chavei. So the Mechaber then said, the Shamish Kavua is allowed to check by the Or of the Neft, because it doesn't need Ion Harbe. We said when it comes to a candle of Shemen Zayas, we don't teach him that he's allowed to check by the candlelight, even though it's mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Rotzeh Lomar, in Bolifaneinu Lishol Ein Morin Lo L'chatchila. If he comes to ask a Shaila, we will not permit it for him L'chatchila. V'im Osa Me'asmo Imochim B'yodo. But if he does it on his own, we will not protest against him. And the reason is that even though it's really mutter, like the Mechaber said, to check by the light of the Shemen Zayas if you're a Shamish Kavua, but there's a Gzeirah Shemi Yistapik, no matter what word, you might draw out some of the olive oil to use it. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavav, the Afal Gadol Inyan Hadlaka Lo Asur Mishum Zeh. Even though they didn't ask their lighting olive oil for a concern that you might draw it out, Shani Hocha, here when you're using it close up, it's more of a concern. Da'yideshu Miskarev Laner Biyoser Livdok, since you're going closer to the candle in order to check the cups, Chayshina Tvei. Once you're getting closer and you're getting involved with using it to look at something, there's more of a concern you might draw out some of the olive oil. If you're just lighting it there, there's no concern. But to start using it, then we have Exera Shemi Estapik Meminu. The last point we saw was the Ramah that says the minigus to cover up the ketanim, they shouldn't be arumim in front of the neighbors because of the bizui mitzvah. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Zayin Kosher, this is difficult. The Balav Hachi Aser. Anyway, even besides bizui mitzvah, it's Aser to have them in front of the candlelights arumim, mishum sakana, because it's dangerous. The Asi Lide Nichbe, because they're going to come to become, get epilepsy. Kedisa b'psachim kuf yudbeis, like the Gemara says, b'psachim kuf yudbeis, that it's not good to be unclothed in front of candlelight, it can lead to epilepsy. So says the Mishnah Berurah, v'niru l'chalik ben katan l'gadol, it appears that it can be l'chalik between a young child and a gadol, the sakana would only be by a gadol. Here we're discussing a katan, there is no sakana, the only concern is bizui mitzvah. One small note that we'll end with is the last paragraph of note 36 says, Ulahachliv Tito Latino Pemokum Shaneros Dolkin. You want to change one of your children's diaper on Friday night by the candlelights. So in this Nisan it says, Shiyamoru Asmo Kehevsek Bein HaNeros Latinok. You should position your body that you are separating between the Neros and the child that's going to be undressed. Shebo'ofen Ze'ein HaDov Nelsha Kebizui HaNeros. That's not considered Bizui Neros. V'limro Sha'oram Mispashe Gamot Stodim. Even though obviously when you're standing in front of the candles, blocking the candles from the child, the candle spreads out around you. That's the nature of light. Still, it's not a Bizui Mitzvah because there's no direct connection between the flame and the undressed child. That concludes Siman Ayin Reish Hey. Amir Tzashem, tomorrow we'll begin the new Siman Reish Ayin Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.